welcome to the Weekly Yap, the Yes And Podcast. I am your host and creator of the Weekly Yap, Travis Thomas. So great to have you joining us here this week. This is episode eight, and just having a great time doing the Weekly Yap. Last week, we had our first featured guest with Heather Medford, who is the life coach for kids and the creator of Heather's Happiness Hour. So great to have her join me in the Toyota Prius sound booth, also known as my car. So great to have her, and excited about this week. Now, I was able to do an interview with a young woman out in Colorado, a college student out in Colorado, and I saw her story on Facebook, and it just so happens that I know her, and her name is Taylor Bradley, and she started a project out in Colorado helping the homeless, and it's just an inspiration, and she's continuing to help the homeless in her local community. And I had the privilege to interview her and record that call, and that is going to be the feature of the Weekly Yap this week. It is November, or as Kid President would say, it is Yesvember. And for me, November has become now Random Acts of Kindness, RAC Friday, Friday, November 27th, the Friday after Thanksgiving. So the day right after Thanksgiving, which we know to be Black Friday, we are going to transform into RAC Friday by everyone dedicating, trying to do, even if it's one act, but our goal is 2015 reported random acts, RACs of kindness, and shared on our social media site, be that the RAC Friday page on Facebook or at RAC Friday on Twitter and Instagram. So really excited about that. So today's podcast and our interview with Taylor, again, is building off of this idea of people who are out there really trying to spread the love and spread the kindness forward. And in the spirit of Living Yes And, which is what this podcast is all about, it is the podcast for my company, Live Yes And, which is based on the improv principles, specifically the idea of yes and, of taking whatever is happening, accepting whatever is happening, and then adding the and. The and is how you respond. So if you see a problem that needs to be solved, instead of taking a victim mindset, it is looking at it from a victor, from an overcoming, from a yes and mindset, and thinking about, okay, this is what's going on. How can I respond to it? That is living yes and. And I'm so excited. I just finished the second draft of my book, which as of right now is called Live Yes And, Two Words and 10 Principles for Getting Unstuck. And so I'm working on hopefully the soon-to-be final revision of that, and we'll have that book available for all of you. But the book basically gets into these 10 principles and behind these two words, yes and how it applies to every aspect of our lives. And that's what this site is dedicated to. And my company is helping individuals, teams, find their inner brilliance by understanding these two words and these 10 principles. So coming up on November 16th is another Yes 101 program, which is your opportunity to dig in deeper and with your own purpose, with your own authenticity, and end 2015 with a big yes. End 2015 on purpose, with passion, on fire. That program starts this week on the 16th. It's 30 activities over 30 days. So you get a different activity sent to you from me every night that only takes about 10 to 15 minutes, but it opens you up to unlimited transformation. So that program is $60, and it's just fantastic. Hopefully you still have time to sign up. And those of you listening to this podcast, I want to hear your favorite random act of kindness story. Either you perform the act or you are the recipient. So either post it in the comments on this podcast, or share it on my Facebook page, share it on my website, and I will pick a winner to give them free admission into the Yes 101, 30 Days of Yes, happening on November 16th. So without further ado, let's go to that interview right now with Taylor out in Colorado and the fantastic work she's doing.
So welcome to the Weekly Yap podcast. On the phone right now, I have Taylor Bradley, who is who's calling in actually from Colorado. So I've known Taylor for a long time, and have always been super impressed with sort of what an independent and open and free thinker she is. But she actually is a student right now out in Colorado. And I got on Facebook last night, and a bunch of people had posted this cool news story and the picture of the person. I was like, holy cow, that's Taylor. And what has she done? And so I watched the news story of a local channel in Colorado, and it's just a fantastic example of compassion and kindness. And and since, you know, with the weekly yap for all of November, I'm talking about Rack Friday, Random Acts of Kindness, which is coming up on November 27th. I needed to get Taylor on the phone so she could kind of share what she's doing out in Colorado at her school, and to celebrate sort of what she's doing, and as well as for people to know what they can do to support what you're doing. So, Taylor, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent, and first of all, I want to say thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
And this has really been a perfect example for me of how following a right idea and having the courage to act from your idea can reap overabundant supply of what you need. So I'm excited to talk about it.
Excellent. Well, Taylor, okay, let's jump right into it. So you are a college student in Grand Junction, and what is the school that you attend?
My school is Colorado Mesa University, and I am currently a mass communications major.
Okay, and so what you've been doing, obviously in a nutshell, what you've been doing for the last few weeks, if not few months, is you've been collecting blankets, and you've been walking around town, starting conversations with what I'm assuming are homeless people in town, and then offering them a blanket. Is that the gist of what you've been doing?
Yes, that is correct. Grand Junction has a lot of homeless people, more than a lot of neighboring towns, and they're pretty easy to find. I'm taking a photojournalism class this semester, and one of my very first assignments for the class was to choose between photographing local style, photographing local sports, and photographing local homeless people. And I'm not that into fashion, not that into sports, and I was intrigued by the idea of photographing local homeless people. So for that project, we were supposed to follow sort of like a Humans of New York concept, get their name, get their age, ask them a couple questions. And so I was pretty nervous, but a friend and I went out to the park, and I started talking for pretty much the first time in my life purposefully talking to homeless people. And the people that I met that day really astounded me. They both inspired and worried me, because they were very compassionate, and they talked a lot about how they looked out for each other and took care of each other, and if someone had something, he would share with everyone in his community of sorts. But every person I asked that day, "So, what are your plans for winter?" had absolutely no response for me. So
wow.
That's where this all started,
yeah,
in my mind.
So the idea was a class idea from a photojournalism class, which is interesting, because I just would have assumed that this was either from a sociology class or some sort of human studies. But the fact that it came from a photojournalism class is even more fascinating. And so what inspired you to go from being sort of behind the camera, from just being behind the camera and being the photographer, to actually interacting with these people?
As soon as I drove away from talking to people and photographing them the first day, my mind couldn't stop thinking about winter and just what they would do, but also thinking, what can I do to help these people? I feel like homelessness is such a complicated and multifaceted problem with so many different roots and reasons behind it that I felt really powerless and confused, because I couldn't think of something that I could do to make anything better. And so I was talking with a friend, sort of musing over things that we could do, maybe food, and the idea came to me simultaneously as I spoke it, because sometimes I talk way before, I think, but I blurted out, oh, we could give them blankets. And it just clicked. And sometimes I think an idea can be so simple and so pure that you just know in that moment that it works, that it feels right to you. For me, it's not about solving homelessness by any means, but I can help make people less cold. You know, that's a simple problem with a way more simple solution.
Yeah. So. Now, tell me about the first couple examples or the first couple instances when you gave away blankets. What was that like?
I get a lot of different reactions. The first time, wow, it's hard to even remember exactly what the first time was. But a lot of, I think at first, when I first went back to that park, I might have seen one of the same people. I'm like, hey, I told you I'd come back. But a lot of people were really surprised to see me. And I think it was about a month and a half ago or so. So it was still pretty warm during the day and not as cold at night. But a lot of people just seemed kind of taken aback and really grateful and inspired, but almost confused and surprised to see me at first.
And so just for the fact that you had had that conversation with them the first time and actually chose to come back and find them and have another conversation, that in itself was surprising to them.
Yeah, I don't think that they're used to much outside compassion beyond their own little community.
And in the TV interview that you did, you mentioned, I wish I had the specific phrase, Taylor, but you talked about that a lot of the times as you are having these conversations with the homeless people, it's even the conversation itself with them, the fact that they're sort of being seen or treated as a person is big enough on its own. Can you say more about that?
Yeah, one thing I really love to do, if I can take the time, is to sort of get on their level, which means if they're sitting down in the grass, like I would like to sit down with them. Or recently I got to join a picnic table of them, and I sat down in the middle of all of them and talked to them. But I think eye contact is a really huge thing. And just sort of talking, sometimes they'll tell me a little bit of their story, which for every person has been completely different. And sometimes I think it's circumstantial. Sometimes they have really bad substance abuse. You know, there's a variety of reasons. But the way that after a little bit, once they get comfortable, some of the things that they've said has been so wise and compelling and sweet that, you know, I'm learning a lot from them too. And I think sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, yeah, in that vein, what is one or two things that has really touched you or inspired you or you've learned from your interactions?
Well, I have two examples that come to mind that are kind of my favorite. The very first day for my photojournalism assignment, when I was going around and meeting people, I met this one older gentleman. I think he was about 53 years old. I asked him, what's your name? And he said, Hippie. So I guess his name is Hippie. And that day I was sort of interviewing them a little. So I was asking questions like about them, trying to get quotes that I could use for the assignment. And Hippie left me with like 6 awesome quotes. But the one that stood out to me the most was, I think I might have asked him if he gets lonely or if it's hard being alone, because he said that he'd been homeless for over 20 years and he was always moving around. And he laughed at me and said, Hippie laughed and said to me, well, I have a huge family of 100 million thousand people that I love. So how could I be lonely?
Yeah. Yeah. That's terrific.
That was really moving to me and just amazing that was his perspective, and he seemed so lighthearted and happy. And to think that he could be sitting there in different parks or wherever he goes loving everyone around him is just a really cool concept. So hippie has always been one of my favorites. But there's also this woman named Kayla who I've seen, I think, about 4 times now. I get really excited when I see her because she's helped me from the beginning, too, with inspiring me. She was the lady who I first asked, well, what are your plans for the winter? And she shrugged and was just like, well, I'll just freeze. And I was kind of like, Kayla. But Kayla has a 1-year-old daughter who lives with her mother currently. And so, you know, she has only been homeless for about 4 months. So she's had the experience of giving birth, you know, having that bond with her child and having to give it up. I don't know her exact reasons, but every time I see her, I'll talk to her about her daughter. And there was one day when I was photographing her, and Kayla always looks really sad when I take pictures of her and just sort of crumbled, I guess. Her eyes look really sunken, and I took this picture of her where she just looks pretty bad and depressed. And right after I took that picture, she said, oh, well, I got these pictures from my mom of me and my baby and all this stuff. And so I was like, oh, show me. Like, I'd love to see her. And we were looking through her little photo album of her baby, and Kayla looked completely different. She looked transformed. There was light in her eyes again. And I asked to take her picture holding up the pictures of her baby. And one of my favorite things to do is look at the first picture side by side with that one, because even though they were just a couple minutes apart, her eyes and her face are filled with love. And so it's like a completely different picture. So
it's fantastic.
Those are two of my favorite stories so far.
Now, Taylor, so this started off as a school assignment, and you're inspired to do the blankets. Now, how has it turned into, at this point, like ballpark-wise, how many blankets have you given away?
I have given away probably around like 55 so far.
Wow. Okay. How are you getting them at this point?
I started out using my own money, and I bought about 12 blankets. I went to Goodwill, and there have been 2 local thrift stores who have been amazing. And because I was using my own money, you know, it's hard to find. I refuse to buy a blanket that absolutely I think is obsolete and won't warm you or comfort you at all. But it's hard to find super cheap and nice blankets. So I was just kind of doing the best I could and spent about $35 on some blankets with my own money and took them out to the park and then gave those out and photographed the people, because it's really nice to have a picture of like the face with the blanket. I feel like that ties it all together. So I used all those pictures to make a little slideshow, and then I set up a GoFundMe account hoping that maybe I could get more.
So have people been giving to the GoFundMe account?
Yes, I was so blown away. I set a goal of 300. I really didn't know exactly what my goal should be, and to me, 300 seemed like a lot. I was hoping for 100 blankets. So if I could get 100 blankets for an average of $3 each, I did the math, 300. And within 3 days, I reached my goal, which I was blown away.
Wow.
I was blown away when I only got $35, because I was like, that doubles what I've done already. Like, a lot of sharing, and just that's one of the cool things about having the internet and having websites like GoFundMe, because I just set up my own sort of creative little project, and I was able to really make it happen with the help of everyone that donated. So last I checked today, after everything that's happened, I have made $600. So that's double my goal.
Wow. And so anyone, Taylor, listening to this podcast and would like to continue to to support your cause and what you're doing. How do we find it online?
There are two ways to get a hold of me or donate online. One is through GoFundMe. So that would be www.gofundme.com/givesomewarmth. My project is kind of called the Blanket Project, but that had already been taken. So Give Some Warmth.
Okay.
And then also you can contact me with any musings or questions about this project at givesomewarmth@gmail.com.
givesomewarmth@gmail.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great. And I will include those links in the description for this podcast as well for anyone who is
awesome.
Listening.
Thank you.
And now, Taylor, you're welcome. And so, obviously, with Live Yes And, you know, you are clearly living your Yes And as far as taking this situation. And not only did you embrace this experience, but the big and, how you are collaborating and turning this into a powerful response is just really, really inspiring. And one of the ideas of sort of living Yes And is for people to sort of get outside of their comfort zone in order to grow and to learn, which you clearly have done. So as you have had to sort of step outside your comfort zone in taking this on, what have you learned most about yourself?
I think for me, one of the most beautiful lessons from this has been reinstating what I already knew, which was you should listen to the still small voice within you. When I had the idea for this project, it was almost like it just happened to me. And I find that a lot of the time in life, I have really big ideas and I want to do good, but it's not feasible right now because it's too big of a concept. And so I'll be like, oh, I'll hold off on that. I'll accomplish that later. And the Blanket Project has been amazing because it's so simple and it's so doable. And I really believe in the purity of the project. So it's like the other lesson is don't wait. If you have a good idea, you can make it happen. And other forces and other people will support you if it's really a good idea in making it happen. So just the ability to get to give more, people are giving me the gift of being able to give more, and it's really amazing. And I'm so grateful that I heard the idea and I followed it without really questioning it because I knew it was pure and I knew I could start where I am with what I have.
Wonderful. And that's exactly it. That's perfect. It's taking that first step without needing to know where the next step is going to be and not needing to know how everything is going to work out. But it sounds like you've just trusting your purpose and trusting your heart enough just to take that first step and see where it goes.
Yes, because if you have a true intention behind what you're doing, then you have to sort of jump and build your wings on the way down. You know, there were times like before I made the GoFundMe, I was nitpicking my video to death and I kept putting it off and putting it off and like, it's not done yet. It's not good enough yet. It's not ready. And then it got really cold one night and I was like, that's it. I can't wait around while people are cold just so I can get my video perfect. I'm just going to put up what I have, you know? It's just, you just have to trust and put some genuine intention into it.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Leap and the net will appear. You've clearly demonstrated that, Taylor.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. This has been fantastic. I couldn't wait to get you on the phone and to really get more details about the story and about how this came about. And do you see an end to this, Taylor, or is it just kind of see where it grows from here?
The snowball effect has begun for sure, but I'm really grateful that I have been able to sort of shout this project from the hills now because I've been shouting basically, who wants to partner with me? Who wants to collaborate? Who has ideas? I'm totally open to it. I can't necessarily handle this whole thing on my own. And I have gotten, you know, numerous emails and really great ideas from people. So I hope next to maybe do some sort of blanket drive or a big event. But I'm not sure. I'm open.
Fantastic. Well, and speaking of snow, you told me that you all got some snow last night, so it sounds like we are getting those blankets out just in the nick of time.
Yeah, definitely. It's getting cold already.
Yeah. Well, Taylor, thank you so much. We will obviously keep an eye on all the great work that you're doing. We are going to, for those of you listening, let's get on that GoFundMe account. Let's continue to support Taylor and what she's doing. And obviously, Colorado has a long winter, and there's going to be plenty of need for more blankets. So Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much,
an inspiration. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on the call.
Yeah, I'm a huge believer in yes and I love the random acts of kindness, so I'm really just glad to be a part of it. So thank you.
Thanks again, Taylor.
So that is your weekly yap for the week. Episode 8 is in the books. Remember, share your random act of kindness story. One winner will receive free admission into the Yes 101 starting on November 16th. And please share this podcast, share my site. My social media is @liveyesand and www.liveyesand.com. I would love to hear from you, and just have a wonderful, wonderful Yes and Day, everyone.